Well, welcome to the Gateway Bible Readings. Just standing in for Katie Mathers, who's been a bit unwell over the weekend, so I'm going to do her reading for her. Today we're in John chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. This passage ends with probably my most helpful verse when I'm talking to people about Jesus in a lot of ways. So let's pray and read together. Father God, we just thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you are the good shepherd. We thank you that you have come to give us life and life to the full. So help us today to live that life to the full in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, John chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his sheep by name and leads them out. When he's brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." So this is following on from the whole bit with the healing of the blind man and the Pharisees getting really annoyed about Jesus doing that because he did it on a Sabbath. And here Jesus is comparing himself to them. They are false teachers, in his view, because they have not recognized him as Messiah, and in our view too, obviously. And so Jesus uses a number of analogies here. He is the gate, he's the gatekeeper, he's the shepherd, we are the sheep, we're the people that follow and listen to his voice. And the thing here is one of the challenging things here, I guess, is that there is only one way to God, that there's only one way, and that's through the gate. Through the gate that is Jesus. Any other way, climbing over the wall, is not, they're thieves and robbers, is not right. So kind of any sense of all religions lead to God is totally nullified here by Jesus. Jesus is the gate. I am the way, the truth, and the life, he says. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the only way to God. That's the first thing that we can learn from this. The second is that we need to learn to know his voice. It's so important here that we learn to know his voice so that we don't end up following these false teachers or going astray. And so we learn to hear God's voice through reading the Bible, like we're doing today together, through prayer, through listening to God, prophecy and sermons and things like that, but checking them out with the word, being like the Berean Christians in Acts, who were always checking out with the scriptures what was said to make sure it was true. So let's be people of the word, who love the word, who love the word of God, and use that to know Jesus better, to know God, to have that spirit of wisdom and revelation to know God better. And then, of course, it says at the end there, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I've come that they may have life and have it to the full. And yet the devil's purpose is to steal, kill and destroy. He hates us. He is the enemy of everyone. And really, you know, things that look good aren't good. It's too good to be true. It's not true. You know, that's what the devil does. He steals, kills, destroys. He messes up lives. Jesus comes that we might have life and life to the full. We have this amazing gospel. We have the freedom that we have in Christ. We have the blessings of knowing Jesus. And it gives us a full and abundant life, even in the midst of difficulty and suffering. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness to us. We love you so much, Lord. Help us to follow you, to listen and hear your voice, and only follow you, Lord. Protect us from people trying to lead us astray. Protect us from the thief who comes to steal, kill and destroy. Lord, we want to know your abundant life, and we want to be a blessing to others around them and bring them abundant life too. In Jesus' name, amen.